and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. There are so many topics we've covered already that would be hard to live without. The internet, light bulbs, cars, and refrigerators, just to name a few. Living without those things would be hard, but it would also be possible. The topic we are learning about today is so important that we really can't live without it.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hi, Olivia. My daughter, 5-year-old Addison, wants to get curious about water. Her question is, how long can a person survive without water? Love the podcast. Addison from New Haven, Connecticut.
That's an amazing email. We are getting curious about water for Addison. I also love the question she had, and I think it should be the question of the week. So the question of the week is, how long can a person survive without water?
No animal can exist without water for too long. African dwarf frogs can only survive for about 20 minutes without water. Other animals can go longer than that without water. Do you think you know how long humans can survive without water? While you're guessing, let's learn what water is.
Water is a liquid that has no odor and no taste. It's also transparent.
And it doesn't contain any calories or nutrients.
Water is used for so many things you do throughout the day.
Brushing your teeth, going potty, taking a bath or shower, washing your clothes, washing the dishes, and so much more.
There are so many things that makes water unique. It is the only substance on Earth that appears naturally as liquid, solid, and gas.
The solid version of water is ice, and the gas version is water vapor.
The human body is about 65% water.
The number varies from person to person. For example, male bodies have a slightly higher percentage of water than female bodies. Newborn babies have a very high water percentage of about 75%.
About 71% of the Earth's surface is water.
If you've ever wondered whether most of the surface of the Earth is covered in land or water, the answer is water, by a lot. The bodies of water include oceans, lakes, rivers, and glaciers, and they cover almost 3/4 of the Earth.
About 97% of the water on Earth is in the oceans.
And here is where we run into problems. About 800 million people do not have access to safe drinking water at home. Let me repeat that. 800 million people don't have access to safe drinking water. That's about 1 out of every 9 people on Earth that aren't able to turn on a faucet and get water that's safe to drink.
How is it possible to have so much water on Earth while so many people don't have access to safe drinking water?
It's because the water in the oceans is salt water, which makes it unsafe for humans to drink. We actually covered this a bit in episode 71, Curious About Oceans. Drinking lots of salt water could be very dangerous because your kidneys can't handle salt water. Drinking salt water can lead to dehydration.
Dehydration is when your body doesn't have enough fluid and gets really dry.
You can get dehydrated by sweating a lot on a really hot day or by not drinking enough. That's exactly why an adult might tell you to make sure you are drinking lots of water if you are playing outside on a hot day.
But you wouldn't want to drink salt water.
Absolutely not. Drinking salt water would send a signal to your kidneys to make you go pee-pee. And going pee-pee would only make you more dehydrated. Not only would drinking salt water not help you if you are dehydrated, but it would also make things much worse.
Even though millions of people don't have access to safe drinking water, there is a solution for the problem.
The solution is called desalination, which is the process of removing salt from salt water. Even though the process exists, it's very expensive. It's so expensive that it's not currently being used to help those people without safe drinking water. The hope is that a cheaper and easier process for removing the salt from water can be found soon.
Since there are so many people without safe drinking water, it's important that we do what we can to not waste the water that we have.
There are so many ways you can do that. When you are brushing your teeth, make sure to turn the faucet off while you're brushing. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that it is recommended that you brush your teeth for 2 minutes at least twice a day. If you have the water running for the 2 minutes you're brushing, a lot of water is being wasted. The average faucet drops about 2 gallons of water every minute. If you spend 4 minutes a day brushing your teeth, you alone can save 8 gallons of water a day. If you are part of a family of five, and everyone in the family agrees to turn the faucet off while brushing, that can lead to 40 gallons of water saved per day.
You can also take shorter showers or use less water when taking a bath.
That's another good tip. Bathing uses so much water, so cutting down your shower by just a minute or two can make a huge difference.
Also, don't run your dishwasher until it's full.
Doing that could cut down on the number of times you run the dishwasher, which could save a lot of water.
Why do humans need water so badly?
There are so many reasons why we need water. As we just discussed, we need water to prevent dehydration. It helps your body remove all of the junk and waste that isn't needed. It helps control your body temperature. The blood in your body is mostly water. Water helps to cushion your organs and joints, and it is also a major ingredient in your bones and muscles.
About 8 cups of water per day is recommended for most people.
That's a lot of water, but thankfully there are so many different sources to get the water we need, including lots of food that contain water.
Watermelons are a great source of water. They're 92% water.
I guess that's why they call them watermelons. They are also really, really yummy, which is awesome. Speaking of yummy, strawberries are 91% water.
Other fruits, like cantaloupe, peaches, and oranges, have lots and lots of water.
There are lots of vegetables that contain over 90% water, including cucumbers, lettuce, and zucchini.
Water is really interesting, and it can be found just about everywhere. I'm so glad we learned about water this week.
It was a fantastic topic. Before we go, let's answer Addison's question. How long can a human survive without water?
Most humans can only survive between 3 and 7 days without water.
The number can be very different from person to person or based on other factors. In very extreme conditions, like sweating in the desert sun, the amount of time you could survive without water is shorter. In comfortable conditions, the amount of time could be a bit longer.
The rule a lot of people use to remember this is called the rule of threes.
The rule of threes is this. A person can survive for about 3 minutes without breathing, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. Again, every person and situation is unique, so the numbers are not exact. But that gives you a basic idea. There are other things, in addition to oxygen, water, and food, that we need to survive, like sleep and sunshine. There are some animals that can go a really long time without water.
Scorpions and desert tortoises can survive a year without water.
Roadrunners can go 7.5 years without water.
Giant anteaters can survive for 14 years without water.
Koalas can survive for 15 years without water.
Tardigrade can survive for 30 years without water.
Tardigrade can also go by the names moss piglet or water bear. They can turn off their metabolism for years. That's incredible stuff. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 138, on water.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Addison, for the thirst-quenching topic suggestion. Addison sent her topic suggestion in by Facebook. If you haven't done so already, you should totally follow the podcast on Facebook. We post lots of fun things on Facebook. One thing we do is what we call Fan Mail Friday. Every Friday, we've been posting an amazing email we got from a listener on Facebook. We also keep our Facebook followers posted on what we are going to get curious about and different Curious Kid podcast milestones. If you don't have Facebook, you can find Curious Kid Podcast on Instagram and Twitter as well. Olivia's mommy, Heather, has control over the Instagram account, and she is so much better than I am at social media. Next week, we will get curious about Australian animals for a listener in Melbourne, Australia, and I pronounced it correctly this time. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us. Hey everybody! Thanks for sticking around to hear the results of the Absolute Zero giveaway contest. The contest was announced 3 weeks ago in the episode Curious About Soap. Two lucky winners are going to get a package in the mail with three educational card games. Thanks to all of you that participated. It was great reading about all of your favorite episodes. The first winner is William from Dallas, Texas, who sent us the following email. Hi Olivia and Jacob. My favorite episode is Curious About Scorpions. I learned so much from y'all. I love that scorpions can glow. Thanks. The second winner is Dexter, and I'm not really sure where he's from. His email says, my favorite episode is Water Towers. I love to learn about how things work. Now I notice towers in my town. William and Dexter, if you're listening, send an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com with the address we can mail your prize to. We will email you later this week if we don't hear from you first. We thought it would be fun to hear that you won by listening to the podcast rather than getting an email, so we want to give you an opportunity to hear your email read on the podcast before we spoil the surprise. And here's something else for those of you that stuck around for the announcement. I'm about to tell you each topic we are getting curious about through the end of June. Our next five episodes will be on Australian animals, buildings, video games, sharks, and crying. Lots of fun things to learn about. Have a great week, everybody!